Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird,
it's a plane,
it's Superman.
Using Jimmy Olsen as bait, Henry Miller, in whose blood flows the deadly kryptonite which makes him an Atom Man, lured Superman to a lonely beach and defeated him in a titanic battle. Drunk with his power, Miller killed Der Teufel, the Nazi scientist who had transformed him into a human atomic monster, and then buried Superman in a deep hole in the sand. Then he left for Metropolis, intending to destroy that great city as his first step in conquering the world. But shortly before sunset, as Superman lay buried beneath the sand, two duck hunters, Joe Nelson and Mart Andrews, came up the beach. Suddenly, Nelson's hunting dog, a water spaniel, began to bark and dig furiously, spoiling a perfect shot for the two hunters. Annoyed, Nelson hurried to where the animal had already clawed out a sizable hole.
You bet! Come out of that hole! Come out, I say!
Wonder what he found down there.
Dead fish or a sand crab or something. You hear me, Biff? Come out of there! All right, if you won't, I'll haul you out. Aren't you ashamed of yourself? A pedigreed hunting dog digging for dead fish. Come on out.
He sure doesn't want to come out of there.
I don't know what's come over him. Biff, cut it out. Stop that noise. How do you expect any ducks to show up with you barking your fool head off?
Here, look at him. He wants to dig some more.
I'll dig him. Biff, stop it. Stop it, I said.
What the? Hey, Joe, wait.
Huh? What's the matter?
Come here.
What is it?
Look down there where the dog was digging.
Shut up, Biff. Where, Mart?
At the bottom of the hole, sticking out of the sand. You see?
Holy smokes. Looks like a man's foot.
That's what it is. Somebody's buried down there.
Jupiter. Well, that's why Biff... Come on, Mark. We gotta see about this. Help me get the sand off. Get away from here, Biff. Get away, I said. Come on.
I can't understand how anybody'd be buried here on the beach.
That tide might have washed him up.
Yeah, maybe, but... I don't like this, Joe.
I don't either.
Hey, he's dead as a doornail, Joe.
What'd you expect, buried under the sand? Poor guy. Wonder who he is.
Beachcomber, maybe. Say, that's funny. His clothes are ripped to pieces. You can't even make out what they are, but I don't see any marks on him.
I don't either. Well, that is funny.
What do you suppose happened to him?
Search me. He wasn't drowned, you can tell that. You know, come to think of it, he must have been struck by that lightning.
Lightning?
Sure, the lightning storm that knocked down all those trees and tore up the beach. Big bolt must have hit him, dug a hole in the beach and buried him. Look at his clothes, or what's left of them. See how charred they are?
It was lightning that burned and tore his clothes up that way. He'd be burned, too.
That's right. Well, no use worrying about
that. Hey, what was that?
That was what?
I heard a low moan. Didn't you hear it?
No. Maybe you heard Biff up the beach.
Biff's way up the beach. There it is again. Holy smoke, Joe. This fellow's alive.
How could he be? Buried under the sand.
Wait a minute. See if I can hear his heart.
Well, you felt his heart before.
I just put my hand over it. I was sure he was dead. Quiet now.
Hear anything?
Not yet. Wait. Yeah. It's beating all right.
It is?
Yeah. I can hardly hear it, but it's beating all right. We've got to get him to a doctor fast. Take his legs, Joe.
Okay. Oh, no. No, wait. We better not move him. He might be hurt inside. Now, I'll tell you what. I'll drive to Sam Tyler's and call the hospital at Linwood. Send out an ambulance.
But his heart's weak. He may go any minute.
Getting the ambulance here will be better than us carrying him to the car and then giving him a bumpy ride. The ambulance could come in on the beach road. I'll make it as fast as I can, Mark. Come on.
Leaving his hunting companion with the still figure of Superman, Joe Nelson rushes away to his car. Within an hour, an ambulance roars up the beach road, and two attendants bearing a stretcher hurry across the dark sands. A short time later, in a room in the Linwood Hospital, Superman lies in a bed, his eyes closed, scarcely seeming to breathe. Leaving an intern and nurses with him, Dr. Bruce, chief of staff, steps into the corridor where Sheriff Simpson awaits him.
How is he, Doc?
Hello, Sheriff. Still in a coma.
What are his chances?
Frankly, not too good. Our only hope is that he'll respond to a blood transfusion. We're getting him ready now. By the way, his people ought to be notified. Are you able to find any identification in his clothes?
Call them clothes? Wearing no more than burn-up rags. Fall to ashes if you touch them. you had any papers on him, they're ashes, too. Hey, Doc, you figure he was struck by lightning?
I never heard of a man struck by lightning who didn't show a mark of it on his body.
Yeah, me neither. His clothes all ripped to pieces and burned. How could that happen without there being a mark on him?
I don't know, Sheriff. This is a very puzzling case.
Yeah, you said it. Sure hope you can pull the poor fellow through, Doc. Chances are he's the one young Olson saw on the beach with them two Nazis.
Nazis? Mm-hmm. What Nazis?
Ain't in the papers yet, but one of them was Teufel, a Nazi scientist. He was killed by lightning. No doubt about that. The other one, Henry Miller, got away. This fellow might be able to tell us what Teufel and Miller were up to, where Miller went.
Well, I'll certainly do all I can, Sheriff, but...
Doctor! Dr. Bruce!
Ready for me, Snyder?
No, sir. I mean, please come here, sir. Something happened. I can't understand it.
What's the trouble?
His skin, I can't puncture it.
What?
Yes, sir. I broke two needles. His skin is impenetrable.
What's that mean, Doc?
I'll have to see. You can come in, Sheriff.
I remember reading of a case of a man struck by
lightning. Never mind, Snyder. Get an injection needle, please.
Yes, sir.
Looks dead to me, Doc.
Still alive.
Here you are, sir.
Thanks. Step back, please, Sheriff. Now, swab his arm, Snyder.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that'll do. Now, let's see about this. Good heavens.
Huh. Needle broke.
You see, sir, it's amazing, but I once read
Never
about...
Never mind about your reading, Snyder. Get me a scalpel.
Yes, sir.
Listen, Doc.
Step back, please, Sheriff.
Okay, I just wanted to know...
Here you are, sir.
Now, let me see. Great heavens, you're right, Snyder. This man's skin is impenetrable.
I told you, sir. The lightning must have petrified his skin. I read of a case like that.
So have I, but I never believed it.
Well, what goes on, Doc?
Well, something occurred. Perhaps the lightning, as Snyder suggests, which has made this man's skin impenetrable. That means, unfortunately...
Huh? What does it mean?
It means we can't give him blood plasma. We can't do anything for this poor chap now. He's doomed. Superman doomed. And strangely enough, by one of his own superhuman powers. And while he lies helpless, given up for lost, his deadly foe, the Atom Man, has arrived in Metropolis. We'll return in a moment for the startling climax of today's episode. But right now, here's a word from your announcer.
You know, gang, these new comic buttons that Kellogg's Pep is putting out are so easy to get that, well, your collection must really be growing. For instance, have you got the Superman button yet? Boy, doesn't he look real with his bright red cape and Superman insignia? And how about Uncle Walt from Gasoline Alley? He has that cowlick, you know, the tuft of hair that's always sticking up straight. And Moon Mullins and his big black cigar. And Harold Teen with his bow tie. Every single one of these 18 comic strip characters looks just as real as in the funny papers. Full comic strip colors, too. Gee, it's fun collecting all 18 different buttons. Trading duplicates with your friends and wearing all your buttons pinned on your jacket or dress or cap. And these buttons are easy to get. Sure, you don't send in a single penny, not even a box top. Fact is, you can't buy these bright colored buttons anywhere. You just ask Mom to get plenty of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Then, look inside the package and see which prize you find. One of these sharp looking new comic buttons or a military insignia or a warplane button. It's your prize from P.E.P. Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now back to the adventures of Superman.
As Superman was brought to the Linwood Hospital, Henry Miller, the Nazi Atom Man who had defeated and left him for dead, arrived in Metropolis. Now, just before 11 o'clock at night, his hat pulled low over his face and his coat collar muffling his chin, he is riding an express elevator to the observation tower of the Metropolis Bank Building, the highest point in the city. 105 lofty stories above the street. Except for the Atom Man and the uniformed operator, the elevator is empty.
You won't get much for your 50 cents tonight, mister. Tower closes in 5 minutes at 11 o'clock.
5 minutes will be enough for my purposes.
You can't really get the view in that short time, from all sides of the tower, that is. Besides, it's pretty cloudy tonight.
I don't mind clouds.
Okay, mister, it's up to you. Here we are. Looks like you got the whole place to yourself.
That's okay. I won't be lonesome.
I'll be up for you in 5 minutes when the tower closes.
Fine. That's all the time I'll need.
I don't get it, but okay.
Walking out the deserted observation tower, 105 stories above the streets, Henry Miller casts a quick look around him, makes certain he is alone, then reaches into his pocket and withdraws his meshed metal gloves and electronic throat converter. Quickly, he straps the converter to his throat, tight against his jugular vein, then pulls on his metal gloves. Now he is the deadly Atom Man. He stops at the chest-high brick wall which surrounds the tower, peering down through the cloudy night at the broken pattern of lights and darkness below him, where the citizens of Metropolis work and sleep peacefully, unaware of the destruction threatening them.
First Metropolis, then the rest of the world. I will leave only this building standing. The rest I will turn to less than dust.
For a moment longer, the Atom Man looks down on the great city beneath him. Then his right hand moves to the switch on the converter at his throat, the switch that will send the impulse to the kryptonite atoms in his blood and force them surging in a terrible stream of atomic power through his metal-gloved fingers. What can save Metropolis now? Jimmy Olsen, Perry White, Lois Lane, and all the other innocent millions. Superman lies scarcely breathing in a hospital 50 miles away. Never was a moment more tense. So don't miss tomorrow's thrilling episode, fellows and girls. Something happens. Something you can't possibly guess. Tune in, same time, same station, for a thrill a minute in the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature, appearing in Superman DC Publications.